Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's talk government shutdown, shall we? No matter what you feel about the merits of the continuing resolution that was proposed on a bipartisan basis to keep our government funded, not for the entire year, just through March, through the time when President Trump would have taken office, a continuing resolution that Republican Speaker Mike Johnson described as clearing the decks for Donald Trump to come in and start to lead the country, regardless what you feel about the merits. Here's the reality. At 4:15 a.m. on Wednesday morning, Elon Musk posted his first tweet about the continuing resolution, and it said, "This bill should not pass." What followed from Elon Musk was 150 tweets over the course of the day, many riddled with misinformation, including that the bill included $3 billion for Ukraine. The continuing resolution does not contain that. He also posted a lie that the bill provided funding for the Washington Commanders Stadium. That is a lie. It does not include that funding. It included permission for the District of Columbia to begin to negotiate for the land to build the Commanders Stadium, but it didn't include any funding for that. So I've got one of my good conservative friends on the text line from the 262 saying, "Hey, I'm in the military. Let's shut the government down. I'll forego paychecks." But that same texter from the 262 also texted this: "We need to be done raising the debt ceiling. The continuing resolution has nothing to do with the debt ceiling, A. And B, to my conservative texter friend from the 262, you just missed the talking point from your president-elect. Donald Trump announcing today that what he wants actually to happen is for there to be no more debt ceiling. He doesn't care about the debt ceiling. That's your MAGA president is saying, get rid of the debt ceiling. It's stupid." So to my dear conservative friend that's texting from the 262, you got some bad bunk information. You're not on the party talking points. Because Donald Trump thinks the debt ceiling doesn't matter, and he's called for it to be eliminated in a continuing resolution to fund the government. Just to be sure you understand what Donald Trump's position is, he wants a CR. He just wants a stripped-down CR that removes the debt ceiling. I mean, that's where we're at. And again, regardless of the merits of the continuing resolution, does anybody out there, including my conservative friend, Trump supporter on the 262 that's texting into me right now, do you really think that we should hand over the reins of our government to a guy that's from South Africa, not here, that was born with caboodles of money, who's had his hand out to the federal government for years, whose company would have gone down but for a government aid package that he asked President Obama for and was given, that has billions of dollars in federal contracts, who has conflicts up the yin-yang, who bought Twitter basically to buy the entire federal government, who could spend $10 million a day for 100 years and still have nearly $100 billion left? Do we really think it's a good idea to just hand over the U.S. government to Elon Musk? That our elected officials now have a constituency of one? That the only voice that matters in the U.S. government is now Elon Musk's? Is that a good idea? I don't think so. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're up, sir. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Oh, good Lord. From the whole conflict of interest thing, I mean, it's just riddled with conflict of interest at the federal level. Look at, you know, that they're pitching Fannie Willis's case out that based on, you know, yes, it was an error in judgment. I don't think it rises to the level of where they need to pitch out the case. But let's look at the fact that with Sam Alito is, you know, very conflicted. I mean, Clarence Thomas's wife was involved in the conspiracy to overturn the election. I mean, do they look up the food chain that far? And for these two judges that are ignoring precedent, are they conflicted at all? Did they donate any money to Donald Trump? Did Donald Trump ever, did they, have they had any contact with Donald Trump or any of his minions? I mean, that...
I mean, Mark, I think you're pointing out the very problem when you blast past rules and precedent and the norms, and when you say that there needs to be a set of rules for those people that disagree and then a rules for me. This is the problem. It leads to absolute chaos. Elon Musk has been elected to nothing. Why is he dictating federal policy? It's so fundamentally disturbing to me. 150 tweets. And it was only after the Elon Musk PR campaign of PR campaigns all day yesterday, filled with lies and misinformation because the man doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. It was only then that Donald Trump said, we need to stop the bill. Eventually calling it after Elon Musk's tweets, Donald Trump then called the bill a, quote, betrayal of the country. By the way, Mr. Musk has over 200 million followers on X. Donald Trump is less than 100 million. And they're now threatening Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, the guy that's been doing the MAGA bidding. They're now threatening his speakership. Remember that? Kevin McCarthy went down in a ball of fire under the same exact circumstances. And here's the thing. This is a harbinger of things to come. The MAGA caucus, the MAGA party within Congress is now completely unable to govern. Their margins are so thin that it's like they can't bear any sort of disagreement amongst themselves because it fractures their very slim margins and they can't get anything done. Oh, and the very thin margins. Yeah, that means there was no mandate. There still is no mandate. There's not a mandate for the MAGA movement. And because the margins are so thin, it means you actually need Democrats to vote for this stuff, which means you have to compromise to govern. And Elon Musk tweeted out, there should be nothing passed, nothing should happen until after Donald Trump takes office. So when the government shuts down at 12:01 a.m. on Saturday morning, that means nothing happens for a month. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah to everybody. No, government just shut down for a month. Wonder if people care if their Social Security checks get mailed out. Maybe. Dan from Madison, what would you like to say this afternoon, sir?
Hello? Yeah, you mean Dave?
Dave from Madison, go ahead.
If Trump wants to eliminate the debt ceiling, I'm really surprised that you would disagree with that, because they've been hold us hostage whenever it comes up.
I don't disagree with that, Dave. All I was pointing out was that one of our conservative texters to the show was going off about why the continuing resolution is bad and why we need to actually not increase the debt ceiling. And I was pointing out he doesn't actually understand the position of the MAGA president. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Am I still on?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello. Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, what they're doing now and what they do whenever they use the debt ceiling to threaten us is they're threatening to take away our ability to impose sanctions on other countries on servicing our debt, our credit rating. You know, the cost of our debt, our ability to maintain the deepest and strongest, most liquid capital markets in the world, which is a huge asset, our ability to be the monetary hegemon of the world, and the value of the dollar to be the strongest currency, really in the world. There's nothing competing with the dollar right now, and nothing on the horizon. But this could motivate over time, you know, other groups or countries to try to displace the dollar. In fact, there's movements now to do that, but it's very extremely unlikely that they would succeed.
Yeah, Dave, I couldn't agree with you more. One of the things that provides the U.S. strength, not just economic strength to drive economic growth, to support small businesses, but also our political strength in, you know, again, interstate relations, is the fact that the dollar is the reserve currency of the world. And it is simply stupid, like abjectly stupid and completely ridiculous to suggest that we could ever default on our debt. It's just like, that's not happening. And the gamesmanship and the brinksmanship that is played over the debt ceiling is equally stupid. That is one of the major sources of American power in this world, period, full stop. So I agree the debt ceiling is stupid, but I think it's important for especially conservatives and MAGA folks to understand that you actually have to know what's being debated and what the MAGA president might be saying before you start weighing in on the issue of the day, which is a continuing resolution not to fund the government forever. It's a continuing resolution to get your MAGA president the right to then weigh in on the U.S. federal budget. Fact. That's where we're at. I also want to just point this out. Elon Musk signed off a few of his tweets, or at least one of his tweet, with the Latin phrase vox populi vox Dei, which means the voice of the people is the voice of God. And here's what really offends me. Elon Musk is not the voice of the people. Elon Musk only cares about Elon Musk. I don't care what you think about the politics or what party you think you're affiliated with. The richest man in the world knows no party. All he knows is his own power. It is deeply offensive to me to listen to Elon Musk try to put the mantle of the voice of the American people on him as if he speaks for us. No offense to any billionaires out there. Well, maybe offense intended. Maybe I mean just that. You don't speak for me. You don't speak for the American middle class. You don't know how much a gallon of milk costs. You don't know what a gallon of gas costs. You don't know anything about the middle class once you put a B billionaire behind your name. That is the party of Elon Musk. He is the party of billionaires. He ain't a Republican. He ain't a MAGA. He ain't a Dem. He ain't a progressive. He's not an economic populist. The only party Elon Musk knows is being a billionaire. And let's remember, courtesy of conservative Supreme Court, of our conservative Supreme Court, money is speech and corporations are people, which we all know is ludicrous. So there is no voice of the people when we're all trying to speak for a fairer tax code and, you know, childcare and affordable, workable healthcare systems. The voice of us, even when we disagree, we don't have it anymore. There is no vox populi. When Elon Musk gets to tell the federal government what to do because he can buy the federal government for $277 million worth of indirect and direct donations to the Trump campaign and his control of one of the world's foremost communication platforms. The man isn't an American. Why is he determining American public policy? This is just so wrong on so many levels. We can argue about what we should be spending money on. Let's have those debates. There's good arguments there. But can we all agree that a billionaire from South Africa who ain't an American, who's got his hand in every single one of our pocketbooks, a billionaire, the richest man in the world, should not dictate American policy? No, thank you, Elon. We come back. I'm going to talk about the Mangione federal indictment and what the hell the feds are doing in what should be a state murder prosecution and why that should matter to you when we come back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.